This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Jill.
Hi, Fiona.
So we were going to talk today about what is a lie. Is that what we were saying?
Well, yes. Sort of what is a lie or why lie.
Why lie. That's right. Yes. Why do we lie?
Why do we lie? Now, I also want to say that for a while in my career, I was a political mediator. And during that time, I learned that in some cultures, it's totally acceptable to lie. But I mean really lie. What we in the West would say, well, I don't know, I was always taught that that was one of the worst sins that you could do, is to lie. So when I came across a mediation once where it was absolutely acceptable to lie, it made me really reflect and think, what is a lie? What is a lie for some person? What is a lie to somebody else? And how do we get around what is the truth?
So is it okay to share which cultures, or you'd rather not, which cultures lied more? I mean, not to judge them, but just it's part of their culture.
Yes, and I'm hesitant about doing it.
Okay.
But I can just give a general area, because it's not every country in this area, but it is some of the cultures in that area. And of course it's in the Middle East, and what I'm referring to, I'm not sure about the Far East. I suspect not in the Far East, but in the Middle East it was totally acceptable to lie. And so people were expected to lie. And I found that, especially as I was trying to host a group of discussion for peace, that how do we accept the lies that are brought to the table, you know? So how do we... I was thinking, well, is it just my culture, the culture I was raised in here in the United States, where I was raised not to lie, that you could never be believed, you were not a trustworthy person if you lied? And I wonder how much that exists today, how I was raised.
Well, I think we only lie if we think that it's going to get us into trouble. People are not going to like us. Or we want to manipulate a situation to our benefit, right? So I think... If we're afraid, definitely, so that we can make sure that we don't get hurt in some way or other. So we have to look at lying. If we take a look, in most of the Western world, lying is not acceptable. But if we can take away the stigma of lying and say to ourselves, there's always a reason why someone lies.
Now, here... And I don't want to get political here, but this is a perfect opportunity to raise this. So we have right now a head of the government, a president, it makes me, that lies and is famous for lying. So it's always been in our culture not acceptable to lie.
Especially for leaders.
Especially for those who are guiding us, that is lying to us at the same time.
But I wonder if they haven't always to some degree. What do we think?
I imagine on some level they always... Well, you know, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. We can get into many layers of it. You're right, because I worked with an American ambassador abroad who... during the Reagan era, was devastated because he was told by the American government to hold a line on something, and then the rug was pulled out from underneath him, and he was used to perpetrate something abroad. And he was absolutely devastated to be used that way. So in that sense, I realized when he was explaining that to me, well, obviously our government lies too. So it's because, as you say, you want something. But how do we learn to trust then?
And that's another issue, is trust. I mean, I know with my first husband, he didn't lie about anything. He just did it. He would go and sleep with whoever he wanted. And he would just come back and say, oh, I slept with this person or that person. He didn't feel he needed to lie. And then I just felt I didn't want to stay with him anymore, so I left. But then other people I've known, the boyfriends I had, would lie about meeting somebody or being with somebody. And it was actually easier. It didn't make it feel as... Obviously, I had a line on men who used to sleep with a lot of people. But it wasn't... I mean, it still wasn't easy when somebody didn't lie, but it was a bit easier than feeling the tension, knowing that something had happened, but not knowing exactly
what being intuitive. But you being psychic too, did that come through your
psychic? Yes, I think so. But honestly, we're all psychic. So yeah. I think most women and men who have partners who lie to them, you know it. There's an energy about lying that it's very difficult to say that everybody doesn't pick it up. I think people do. It's many times we try to push it aside and say this can't be happening. We get, oh my goodness, they've actually gone off with someone else. But somewhere inside you, you know when there's a lie because the energy's not flowing clearly between you. So if you want to avoid lies in relationships, just be aware of how it feels. And that could be in anything, whether it's work, whether it's... the idea is to be very conscious about how your body is feeling. And if you're feeling tense around somebody, it's... It could be many reasons, but if they're lying to you, you're going to feel uncomfortable. And again, we can't say that lying... I don't know about you, but I can't say that lying is wrong because it's very often a reaction to something inside us that we can almost not stop. It's like children of alcoholics very often lie a huge amount because they've been having to try to build a life that was unreal around a life that they didn't that they couldn't cope with. So there's so many reasons why people lie. We just have to ask ourselves, how can I stand in balance and look in at what's happening and feel what's happening, but not judge it?
Well, here we get to the word that the truth. So I've always said, especially when I was teaching mediation and negotiations. Truth is just another argument because one person's truth is not the other person's truth because
that's so true.
It has to be, it's all backed upon your experiences on something. And so therefore, one tries to find, as a mediator, I tried to find sort of a neutral ground where we could explore our experiences and our reasons why so that we weren't bringing up the word truth. But recently, I've been, for me, because I find as getting older and having to a degree more challenges in my life right now, I want to be able to stand in my truth. So I'm always asking myself, is this true for me? Is this my truth?
Because it's different for different people.
Yeah. And I really don't want to just go along with somebody else's truth. I want to stay in my truth. And yesterday I had a friend say to me, I have to tell you this, but I'm going to vote for Trump at the elections. And she waited for me to say, well, we can't be friends. And I said, well, I won't, but that doesn't mean we can't be friends.
Yeah, and that's the wonder about, I often say to people, you know, I love that there are so many conflicting issues in the United States because it means people have, for right now anyway, they have the right to speak up.
And I wish they would have a discourse about it rather than a shouting match about it.
That's what I love about the rabbis in certain groups of the, because they actually have these strong arguments with each other about, and they'll spend hours arguing. I'm not Jewish, but I love to, I've seen that happening. I think it's so incredible. And the other thing, getting back to relationships, is it's sometimes very difficult for people who marry, who come from, say, like more of the English culture or even the American culture, and marry into the Latin culture, whether it's Spain or Italy or whatever, because in that culture...
Or Central or South America.
Yeah, so in that culture, having other extramarital or extra relationship partners is pretty acceptable. It's not... But in our culture, it's more... It's supposed to be more monogamous. So we get the different cultures that have different truths about different things.
That's why that show, Big Love, was very interesting, because it had the Mormon family with all the wives. Did you ever watch that on television?
No.
It was very interesting, because there is a culture that lives within the United States, and their religion allows them something different. I know in England it was always, the whole time I left there, it was the slaughter of sheep on the front lawn, you know, when you're for Ramadan or one of the Arab holidays, and people who living next door, you know, the English family living next door didn't want to see a sheep slaughtered on the front lawn. So there was a lot of, I remember a lot of press about that. But again, it's allowing beliefs. That's what...
Except when it, for me personally, this is my belief, except when it involves other being people, other beings, or other people being damaged or hurt.
Yeah.
For me, I'm sure, again, it's all different for people, but my truth is little harm to other beings, whether they're animals or for us.
I feel the same thing, but I have to qualify that, is that I feel that that is not fully my truth until I become a vegetarian. So I can't call that my truth, because I do occasionally eat meat. And I feel really bad about that, I have to say. So I don't think I'll be long in eating meat now.
Well, you know, I'm a vegetarian, and I don't eat cheese either, but I most of the time. But it really came about for me because we used to see the meat being killed in Africa. I always loved animals. And it was really hard for me to see the meat being killed. Yeah. So from when I was just about, as soon as I was eating, I was not fond of meat ever. Mum used to have to try to get me to eat meat.
It's funny. So when I was crossing the Sahara Desert with the Tuareg nomads, always around noon at the hottest time of the day, they would buy a goat and slaughter it. But they would always, because we'd be resting under a tree, and they would be very good at not doing it in front of me. I mean, I was aware once it was done, but I never saw it done. And it would be skinned and hung up to dry during the lunch period, because that was what we were eating for dinner. So they'd pack it up and cook it for dinner.
It's their culture. You know, that's one of the reasons I choose not to travel to, for example, China, because I can't take the way that I've seen them handling animals, and especially in the where they sell the animals in the street and stuff. So for me, I just don't go to places like where that are really going to, that treat the animals really badly, because I can't do anything about it. And I just choose to stay in a place where I can do something about it when I want to, when I can.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard being in a country where they treat their animals so badly, and it's often in a country that the people are having a hard time.
Of course. Well, we treat our animals really badly, too. I mean, considering they drop the chickens into boiling water.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, we do not. There's a wonderful place in Santa Clarita called the Gentle Barn, where they take the injured farm animals and they look after them. So there are lots of places around that try to help, and there are lots of lobbyists around that are trying to make the growing and slaughtering of animals more humane and less painful and terrorizing for them.
We always have trouble keeping chickens because it's the foxes or the mountain lions or the coyotes that get the chickens, and the chickens don't always want to get into the hen house at night. They like to roost in the trees, but then the owls come and take them.
Oh, so, dear.
You know, there's a rotation, and we have our favorite rooster, we have our favorite hen, and we give them names, and then, you know,
they're taken,
and yeah. So, but that's what happens when you live in the wilderness, you know.
And I've never minded so much if hunting, I wouldn't let hunting happen on our property in New York, because very often the hunters are not doing it for their food. If somebody does it for the food, mm-hmm. and they kill it and they clean it or have it cleaned and then eat it, mm-hmm. if for me, like what we had to do when we were kids, it's different than when people just hunt for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, and that's why I don't like to see it, but if an animal kills another animal for food, it's different
yeah.
for me than it is if I, have to think of what the chicken has had to go through to get into that package of
what's
being cooked.
Exactly. And I've always hated living in the wilderness because we have 2 million acres of the national forest in our backyard. But at certain times of the year, the hunting licenses are given out and we can hear the
Pops.
Gunshots. And I always feel that these animals have crossed our land. They've eaten from our vegetable gardens or fruit trees, and they're part of our community. So it feels very
like
hard.
It's sometimes.
It's very hard for me. Like the fires are always hard because I worry so much about the animals in the forest.
So let's get back to lies.
We've kind of gone
to animals. No, it's me. I went right off. That's what we do. So, but we ask ourselves, if I'm lying, why am I lying? That's bring consciousness to it. What am I trying to achieve through lying without judging ourselves? Because if we judge ourselves, we'll push it under and then it will just become a reactionary pattern. I lie about this. I lie about, for example, a lot of people lie about their weight. That's pretty normal. Or lie about their age. If that works for you, that's okay. But don't judge the fact that you're lying about something or where you were yesterday or what you believe in. Or you're sitting with friends and they say, oh, I like this. And you feel you have to say, I like this too.
Yeah.
So don't judge yourself when you do it. Just bring consciousness to it without judgment. And slowly...
And ask yourself if you're being influenced by somebody else. It's just say, is this my truth? Do I really like this as much as they like this?
Yes.
Am I just trying to connect? Am I using this as a connector with somebody?
And you can always say, I think you said this earlier or some other time, you can say to them, that's interesting that you, this is your truth, that you, mm-hmm. that you love this. And for me, it's this way. So it's okay because you can still make a connection that
way. Absolutely. You can talk about, you really like you and I love Marmite, you don't like Marmite. But you could be fascinated by what is it about Marmite that you like? Interested, you know, be interested.
Vegemite.
No, I don't like Vegemite. But anyway, so it's just discovery why. Why does somebody like something and you don't, you know, rather
than... And they're
than,
not wrong and you're not wrong.
Exactly. But for lying, for my sense, if somebody came up and said, oh, do you like my new outfit? And I don't. I'm not going to say no. I could find something about it that I
like.
That's
what I do, too. I would say,
I love the way you're wearing it.
And all the colors. Look at that color on the flowers. I love the color on those flowers.
Yes, something like that. So that's not a lie. That's a kindness. Because they obviously love what they're asking you about. So you find something about it that you like, or it matches your hat, and boy, that's the best hat I've ever seen you wear. Something like that.
And it's interesting, because I know some Bulgarian people, and for them, they say everything at their thinking. So if they didn't like your hat, they'd say, oh, that hat stinks. Or I hate that hat. Or something like that, because their culture likes to say it as they see it is, you know, as they see it is. And that's part of their culture, so it's not wrong either. It's actually somebody, I was at dinner with a Bulgarian group of people, and one of them said, oh, we always say it as it is. And I said, well, that's really cool. Your culture does that. And my culture, the English culture, does the opposite, which is they kind of contain everything, and that's the culture.
It's what they don't say, which is more important than what they say.
And so the person, you know, who said that, had stopped for a second and thought, you know, this is, it's cultural. Mm-hmm. We've got so many things, and lying is a cultural thing mm-hmm. too. But it's also something that we, it is a reaction from us mm-hmm. to something in our environment or our past.
So, but it isn't necessarily for other cultures where it is totally acceptable to lie.
Yes.
So that was a big learning for me. So what is a lie? A lie is what, Fiona?
Well, I don't know. I guess we've gone through the whole gamut of it's just trying to achieve something that we want, trying to put something that we want in place, or trying to avoid something. I mean, it's not a big deal, because quite often you hear people saying, oh, they lie, mm-hmm. right? Or she lied or whatever. And it's like, well, let's just find out why or what's going on in her reactionary past, in her reactions that she had to lie.
Now, that's interesting, because looking at the lie and looking at the truth, when I said a truth is just another argument, because it's based, your truth is your truth because it's based on your experiences. My truth is my truth because it's based on my experiences. And maybe a lie is on a similar plane somehow, so particular to the person.
Based on your experiences. Mm-hmm. That's totally true, I think. So the biggest thing is to take away the idea that lying is bad and the person is evil if they lie.
I always think, though, that there's a measure of fear behind a lie.
And behind receiving a lie. Because there's a fear of, first of all, it's all about connection in the end, right? Because when somebody lies, they disconnect from us. And energetically, we know that. So, but if we say to ourselves, we realize somebody's lied, rather than just pointing the finger and say, you are a liar, for example, you say to the person, what made you say that? What were you trying to do? What were you trying to get me to think or feel or be by doing that, by making that lie?
And to say it in the most kind and loving way.
If you can,
if you
yes.
can.
And the most important thing is to bring consciousness to our lies
mm-hmm.
and to be able to demystify the lies of others.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Fiona.
I love you, Jill.
That's no lie.
This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.